Blog Talk Radio.
Girls are not the only ones who are in need of their pillows when they travel, so says the author of a blog, Ask the Pilot. Hey, y'all, and welcome to the One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. Not sure you've noticed, but girls and women are not the only ones traveling with their pillows these days. Nope, not the 12 by 18 travel pillows, but many are winging it with their 20 by 29 standard pillows, with the cases sometimes too. I noticed a number of males during this past holiday season traveling period with their pillows. Huh. Well, in an article at his blog, Ask the Pilot, pilot and blogger Patrick Smith says, grown-up men can't walk through airports with giant fluffy pillows unless they're willing to get laughed at. But during my wait at a train station this past holiday weekend, I noticed that a number of men really didn't care what was going to be said about them and had their pillows. They walked with their luggage on one shoulder and that pillow tucked under the free arm. I guess they thought comfort was a little more important than appearances. I find sleeping during travel, no matter if it's plane, train, or bus, uncomfortable. That crick in my neck awaits my slumber. If I only had brought my pillow, I think, as I tuck my sweatshirt under my head. Smith notes in his blog that airlines no longer dispense even those tiny, non-fluffy pillows anymore. So what are we to do, especially on the train and the bus, or as Smith says, if you're a guy? What is it about our pillows that no matter where we are, we want it near if sleep is involved? It's familiarity. Face it, and we do each night. Our pillows are the closest thing to us at night. The early pillow was hard as a rock, history tells us, because, well, it was a rock. The early pillow was a stone carved in a half moon shape with a cutout for the neck. Its purpose was to prop our heads up to keep bugs out of our ears and hair. While it's not keeping bugs out and it's much softer today, the bed pillow is still providing for us. So here are a few tips for those travelers who want to arrive at their destination without a pain in the neck. Number one, if you would rather leave your personal pillow at home, get another one just like it for travel. Number two, if you are conscious about walking through the airport or the train station or the bus station with your pillow, purchase a bag to conceal it. Number three, always wash the pillow when you return home, whether it's the study or the standby. Number four, cover it with a pillowcase and a barrier. I'm sure you wouldn't be surprised that Claritin, the allergy medicine people, have a cover that protects the sleeper from allergens, dust mites, bed bugs, and zips up, which is a good thing also. You can find them at Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, and Target. Yep. Number five, replace it if it's no longer comfortable. But I say that for the regular bed pillow as well as the travel bed pillow. If it's not comfortable anymore and it's not helping you, change it out. Now, the National Sleep Foundation says that we should change our pillows out every 2 to 4 years. I say if you have allergies, I would suggest a 2-year period. But if it's uncomfortable, if it's not holding, if it's no longer comfortable, I would replace it no matter when that is. Listen, everyone should have their pillows when they travel. That in the name of comfort. And arriving at your destination without a pain in the neck, no matter who you are, is a good thing. Noting that it's a helpful idea, Smith suggests that men join the pillow club, strutting through the concourse with giant pillows proudly in hand, just like their sisters do. He says, To hell with dignity. It's time to rise up and break the pillow barrier. Yes. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. I am going to go ahead and share this poem with you. I wasn't sure I should. I did last night because, you know, if any of you have listened to the show last night, you know this is a remake of last night's show. We had some technical difficulties that seemed to be all cleared up. And am I glad? And I wanted to re-record this show. So I'm going to go ahead and read this poem. It's cute as a button. I have to say that Patrick Smith wrote this at the end of his blog when he was talking about the traveling pillow. We're men, we're strong, this is true. Fluffy pillows aren't just for you. Downy soft, pastel blues. Come on, ladies, we can snooze. I think that is cute, and I think that is enough said. That is, take your pillow. If you feel like you want to be comfortable while you travel, take your pillow with you. It doesn't, man, woman, boy, girl. If you want to take your pillow, take it. If someone has something to say, they're going to say it anyway. So don't worry about it. Take your pillow, be comfortable, keep it clean, keep it washed, keep it safe for you, and sleep as you do, sleep like a baby as you do when you're at home, when you are away from home. Yes. Well, thank you guys for joining me tonight. I wanted to tell you, too, that I do design and create pillowcases for pillows. I have not gotten to, you know, the clarity level of creating the pillow cover that fights allergies, but I do use the best cotton and polyester cotton blend fabric that I can find and use to create distinctive and cute pillowcases for your bed pillows. So please take a minute, if you'd like, to look that up. That is my store is on Etsy, and that address is www.etsy.com/shop/LoseLinens, and that is spelled LoseLinens. The name of my collection is LoseLinens, and please look that up. I will post that address. I did last night, so it should already be at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, and that address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas, all together. Okay, well, please join me on Monday at 7:30 when we will be talking about the finishing touches, the last things that you do after you design a room. We're talking, that is called finishing touches. And on Monday, we will be talking about hanging the photo or wall art collections. We'll talk about what the industry says is the right things, the right levels, and the right things to do that. We will also talk about some alternatives to using nails in your walls. And we'll have a lot of information about that. So that is adding wall talk, adding wall design, using collections of, because a lot of people use collections of plates. We're going to talk about those things and what we use to hang on our walls to add decor to our rooms. And that will be the subject of our next Monday show. A week from Monday, we will be talking about accessorize. And we'll be talking about things that bring out our room's design, add to it, carry it, all those sorts of things. That will be a week from Monday. So please make sure that you join us please make sure you join us every Monday at 7:30, no matter what the subject is, because I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate your comments that you leave at the Facebook page. I do appreciate the questions that you submit through messaging. I really do appreciate it. I love doing this. I really, really do. I love design, and I really love my radio show that I'm able to bring it to you. So please make sure that you join us and every Monday. And then again, we will be returning on Thursday for another Decor Short and Preview show. While, you know, the Decor Short is short in time, it is never going to be short on substance. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.